Well, we've had a we had an interesting question regarding kosher wine. I was speaking with Mendy Mark across the street at Filler Up here on West Englewood Avenue in Teaneck, New Jersey. And I had one of the absolutely baffling question that I brought to his attention, and he said he was not qualified to answer it. So he suggested that we do what we always do, and that is speak with the number one kosher wine sommelier on the entire planet and to get his perspective on this important kosher wine question. And with that in mind, we introduce, in fact, the world's number one kosher wine sommelier, the one, the only, Jay
Buxbaum.
Well, my friend, you're going to be on the hot seat today. You're going to be the target of a very complicated wine question. I hope you're ready for the challenge.
I hope so.
Oh, boy. You sound a little...
I'm nervous.
You sound a little worried, frankly, yes.
It's like they used to say in Williamsburg, I'm nervous.
Good old Williamsburg. By the way, speaking of Jewish communities and neighborhoods, I wanted to point out that if you go to our community calendar, there's an experience Elizabeth Shabbaton going on this coming weekend, Friday and Shabbos, February the 2nd and 3rd. And the rumor is that you have something to do with this experience, Elizabeth Shabbaton.
I do.
You want to
a little bit?
You want to shed a little light on it for us?
Oh, there's, you know, I've been living here. I still feel like a newbie here, but I've been living here 20 some odd years.
Wow, is it
learning? And I never, and it's a solid, good, group of people here, but it never like took off like zoom bang to the moon, And it's less than an hour from everywhere, literally. Half an hour from Midtown Manhattan, less than an hour to Lakewood, less than an hour to the Five Towns, 20 Brooklyn. Minutes to Teaneck.
Brooklyn.
35 minutes to Brooklyn. And it's just amazing. And it's right next to the airport. And it's got, four different restaurants and mikvahs and Y's. And it's got everything. And it's reasonably priced still. So, and it's still solid, and it's got an amazing yeshiva system, the JEC system, Breweria. It's just amazing. So this weekend, there's going to be a whole bunch of people coming, young families that are looking to move here. So and I hope they do.
Are you going
to
be?
Oh, and what do I have to do with it? So Friday night, there's a wonderful oneg. Guess where the wine is coming from?
Straight from the Buxbaum wine cellar.
Exactly.
Are you pulling out the good stuff?
You're pulling out the good stuff.
Every wine, every bottle, at least $100.
Oh gosh,
Anyway, so experience Elizabeth, everybody. Jay and Brenda invite you, as do many other couples in the Elizabeth area, to see how incredible a community it is. And by the way, the central location. That's something I never really considered, because there are a lot of communities that sell people on that they're an easy trip to Brooklyn, an easy trip to Lakewood. But I don't know if anybody can make the claim more than you guys, frankly.
Nobody. It's crazy.
And especially now, it seems like half the events in the Jewish world are in Lakewood. So, there are people who are back and forth from there, constantly.
Right.
Even Baltimore. If you have a wedding in Baltimore, for you, it's a much less of a drive than...
Right. It's less than 3 hours.
Pretty amazing. Anyway.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Information, the whole thing, all the contact info, go to NahumSiegel.com/community-calendar, NahumSiegel.com/community-calendar. You'll see the event there under February the 2nd with the full poster, flyer, etc. All right, Jay, here's the story. Let me get to the point here. You know that we get into certain, wine habits. And our friends at Bartonura, I never thought that Bartonura would make a product that I'd enjoy more than their regular Moscato. You know the blue bottle, the Moscato, very, very popular. And the reason you're on is because your company and Bartonura are connected at the hip, right? I mean, you're joined at
right.
the hip. Right. And you guys, constantly take care of each other. Obviously, Kedem takes care of Bartonura here in the United States, et cetera. So I never thought Bartonura would make a product that I enjoy more. And believe me, I still love the blue bottle. but I enjoy more than their regular Moscato. And what am I talking about? Bartonura has cans of wine. That's right. You heard me correctly. They have cans of wine. Go into a liquor store like the one across the street, you'll see them there. They have cans of wine in four varieties. They have the regular Moscato in a can. They have a rosé in a can. They have a peach flavored in a can, and then they have one in a can that is now my favorite Bartonura wine. That's the lychee. Have you tasted it, the lychee, Bartonura?
I have.
Okay. You agree with me that there's something about it? It may be the best.
The cans are delicious.
No, but at that specific variety, it may be the best of all four.
Okay.
Do you agree? You wouldn't rank them with that one number one. You would still what? Keep the blue bottle number one? If you ranked the four of them, which would be your number one?
Blue bottle.
It would be. Wow, interesting. Anyway, so mine now is the lychee. Like if I'm buying, you know, if I'm buying the you know, what you call soda and I call wine for Shabbos. So I'm gonna go for the lychee. That's the one. And so I'm in, fill her up, West Englewood Avenue. You know Mr. Mendy Mark.
Mendy's great.
Nice gentleman.
What a wonderful guy.
Knows how to service the customers. Knows how to, you know, knows exactly what our needs are. So I walk into the store, and he knows I know nothing about wine. He knows that this is a ruse, that for 30 years I make believe I know something about wine, and you make me look good each time, you know, the whole thing. You know, he's into the whole routine. He gets it. And I say to him, I ask him a question, and when I ask him the question, he says to me, I have no idea. You must get Jay Bookspam on the air and address this question. What was my brilliant question? Can you explain to me how when you're trying to attract an Orthodox Jewish crowd and turn people on to more varieties of wine, why the Bartonura Moscato is available in both bottle and can, but the lychee, rosé, and peach, and again, lychee being my favorite, are only available in cans? And Jay, I remind you, this is not a halachic discussion now, but I do remind you that there is a large, I don't know if it's the majority or not, but there is a large percentage of the observant Jewish community that will never open up a can on Shabbos. I happen to open them. So for me, having the lychee can is no big deal. I open the can, I make kiddush. But there are plenty of people who don't do that on Shabbos. Why, if you're trying to attract with new varieties, the crowd that has really embraced your first variety of wine, the blue bottle, why would you not make those three varieties available in glass, in bottle form? This has stumped all of us, Jay. And again, from what I was told by the expert on West Englewood Avenue, you are the only one who might have an answer to this question.
Okay. So I'm going to give you and make sure you write this word down because you could use it at your next cocktail party. Yeah. I'm going to give you a surmise. Wow. Ready for a surmise?
Yes, go right ahead.
So I don't know the exact, I mean, I think this is the exact answer, but it's really curious that you asked me that question today, because just a few days ago, we got a message from our erstwhile, really wonderful president, Mr. Yochi Nathan Herzog, right, telling everybody and reminding everybody, wait a minute, guys, be careful about how you get the stores and the supermarkets to advertise Bartonura, because some of the cans are not, I'll repeat, not kosher for Pesach.
Right. Right. By the way, now, we've had this with other things as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, truth be told, what they are not certified for Pesach. And although, according to some, I believe, again, it doesn't matter what I believe, but I believe that it's not recommended for Pesach. And the reason for that is that the source of the flavor may be not acceptable to all parties.
Got it.
And so therefore, in order to have the highest common denominator, I don't want to use the lowest common denominator, we do not certify it for Pesach, and we do not recommend it for Pesach. And
any of the cans or just those three other varieties?
Those three other varieties.
Okay, got it.
Hence, right, imagine if you want to put it on a bottling line where everything is kosher for Pesach.
Interesting. That's the reason.
That could be, like I said, it's a surmise. But I believe that is the reason. Wow. Yes, you can't.
Wow, Pesach ruins things again.
So that's why the can that is the regular can, the non-flavored, which is kosher for Pesach,
right?
No problem.
Right.
But the stuff that is not kosher for Pesach, you don't want to have to, you know, kosher the line and then do it again. And
so
you know,
they have to make the Bartonura regular. They got to make the Moscato on a different can line, or just make sure to clean
exactly
it properly, right?
Or they do that first,
right? Or they do it first, right?
They do
very
that first.
Very interesting. So now it takes me back, because do you remember, why do I say that we've had this problem before? Because I don't know if this number is correct. You could tell me if I'm way off or not. But probably 99% of kosher wine that comes out of your company is kosher LePesach. Is 99 a bad number? Like, is that way too high or not?
No, it's way too low.
No, oh, seriously? So
I mean, there's literally, we have like 800 varieties of wines.
And the 99%.
I think four right are not.
So do you remember there was a company that you were associated with that released a fruity wine in a bottle, and I believe, and I don't, and now I'm wondering, was the problem that it wasn't kosher LePesach, or the problem was it was shahakol and you couldn't make kiddush on it?
No, it wasn't kosher LePesach. You're talking that LV sangria.
No. Oh, I remember the LV one, but wasn't there a Morad? Wasn't there a Morad bottle that was fruity wine?
But it, you know, could be. I think they're all kosher Pesach.
Yeah,
though,
see that now I think I'm making a mistake. I don't think it was a Pesach problem. I think it was can you make kiddush on it problem.
Oh, right. That could be.
Yeah, because it's really a shahakol. You can't make kiddush
right,
on it.
Right, it's all fruit.
We just
right.
assume something that you produce and it's called wine is going to be all right for kiddush, but it's not the case, right?
Right.
All right, so that's quite it. So now does that mean, and by the way, do you hear this from a lot of people? Am I right that the majority?
No, this is the first. Even the answer to it is, you know, is something I just kind of figured out on my own.
No, but did a majority of people tell you that they won't open a can on Shabbos, or it's not as many as I think?
No, I don't know. I open cans on Shabbos.
Right, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know. I don't know if, you know, if it's very common or not so common. I'm not sure.
You got to go further south in New Jersey to right. have that problem more often.
By the way, that's not always true. That's not always
my
true.
Drift.
No, I do get your drift, but that may not be true because sometimes Brooklyn and Lakewood do things differently. So I'm not so sure it's south. It may be north.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
true. It might be north. But anyway, here's my point. It is now 5784. Is it possible right. during 5785 we will get my wish and there'll be bottled lychee wine from Bartonura? Or likely, if you're right about how you've surmised the situation, it's likely going to stay this way?
No, I think just like LV Sangria used to not be recommended for Pesach, and now it is.
Right.
I think it's just a matter of finding the right, flavoring that right. everybody agrees is okay. Of course, we want to make it all. And once that happens, you'll see it all.
And there'll be bottles once that happens.
I'm guessing. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a marketing decision at that right. point. But yeah, I don't see why not.
Did you finish all the Pesach runs already? I mean, it is January 31st, you know.
Yeah, and it's January 31st, and you know, Pesach is late.
Right.
You know, it's
late.
Like the old what's his name?
Yeah, but this year it's really, really late. Really late.
You know, it's the old Jackie Mason routine. Right. Our holidays are never on time. They're either early, they're late, but they're never on time.
But this year, I think it ends April 30th, which is really late.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Anyway, so this is not the normal year. In other words, in a normal year, you would be finished with Pesach by now, but this year you're not because it's so much later, or what?
Yeah, we're not finished yet.
All right.
We're not finished yet. I mean, we're in the throes of it, but we're not finished by a long shot.
By the way, I don't know if you're... it is. Yeah, I think it is your company. Don't you bring it in?
What's that?
You know which wine I'm into like crazy now?
What?
Drimia.
Drimia?
Yeah, do I have it right? Am I doing it right?
I don't know.
Hang on a second.
I'm not familiar with it.
Let me look it up one second. Yeah, wouldn't it be, well, I've done this to you before, where I tell you about a wine, it ends up not being your wine.
That's okay.
Drimia, D-R-I-M-I-A.
No, not familiar with it. I would love to taste it. Is it red, white?
It's red.
Green?
And it's made in the Judean hills of Susia.
Okay, Trimia. Okay, I'm going to have to check it out.
And one of the reasons I got into it is because I was informed that the owner is now alone because the entire staff is in the Army.
Oh, boy.
So I figured, you know what, I should give this a shot. You always say, buy Israeli wine, especially now.
Of course,
So I bought this one, and it was really, really good. So use that at your next cocktail party, that little wine tip from Nachum Segal.
There you go.
In fact, at the Experience Elizabeth Shabbaton, you should walk around telling people, hey, I was speaking to my friend, wine connoisseur Nachum Segal, and he was recommending the following. Jay never thought he'd hear the word connoisseur. And
you know, I want you to know, I got a call from a really major newspaper, very, very well known national newspaper. And they asked me about, they wanted to explore the business aspect of how the conflict is affecting the Israeli wineries.
Right.
And it's fascinating because, and this is just a quick one. If you want, we can do this at a different time.
No, but go ahead. I want to hear this.
The harvest had already taken place by the time the war began.
Right.
So all the grapes were in. So they were all, you know, the questions are always, oh, are we going to have wine this year because, you know, the conflict, but all the grapes are in. But the problem people don't realize is that after the grapes came in, someone's got to move the, you know, got to pump the grapes from the juice
someone's
from one
gotta
tank
make the
to
wine.
Another. Exactly. And so many wineries are suffering. You know, this is a shout out to my brother, Peretz. It's wonderful. People are donating money and people are going there to visit, you know, the wounded and so on. But you know what? Go there and donate your time to a factory that doesn't have its workers, to a winery that doesn't have its winemakers, to a, you know, I mean, actually get that, you know, sweep the streets where people who used to are just not available. I think they really need that. And so when you talked about this winery where the guy's there all on his own, I mean, I speak to Amichai Luria from Shiloh, and he tells me the same thing. He says, Jay, I mean, it's wonderful, but now I was always pretty much, you know, a one-man operation, but now I'm really a one-man operation, and it's just crazy.
And when will we feel the effects of this? In other words, if the timing was, you know, not that the timing of any terror attack is good, but you know what I mean, if the timing of this did not affect the wine industry the way some of our, some of the people may think, when will not have something next year? Will we feel a slowdown? Will there be?
You're gonna see. I think it's gonna be a few more months before we know the answer to that because they're still struggling and somehow, very often they're getting through making the wine. But I still think you're gonna see this in the next few months. We'll know. I think you're gonna see some problems with this, you know, the next release of wines. But I think the biggest issue is going to be, and people are not talking about this as much as they should. You know, everybody's talking about Gaza. What about the Golan?
Right.
You know, you can't even go into the vineyards over there because of Hezbollah.
Right.
You know, people, you know about Gaza, but now the pruning and all the things that have to be done to prep for the next vintage can't be done in an awful lot of places, can't be done in the Golan. Whole neighborhoods, of course, are empty. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced up in the north. Everybody talks about the south, which they should be, but the north is really suffering these days in a very real daily basis. It's not like, you know, the once in a while rockets that, you know, go into Tel Aviv or to Jerusalem or to whatever. It's completely, whole areas are empty up there.
It's a good point. So, and as you always point out to us, we don't realize just how much of Israel is a wine country. There's a lot of areas of Israel that are
right,
wine country.
Right.
The Golan prominent among them. Where are you traveling to this week? You staying put or are you traveling?
Actually, well, this week I'm staying. Next week I'm going to be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're going to Pittsburgh?
I'm going to Pittsburgh.
You'll be on Murray Avenue.
I'll be on Murray Avenue. I'll be visiting Murray Avenue Kosher. Oh. And we're going to be doing a fine wine dinner there with a whole bunch of fancy guys.
In the store itself?
No, I think we're going to be doing it at someone's home.
Oh, cool.
Arye Markovic's home, perhaps.
They have good
beef. Who, by the way, just had a baby, so mazel tov.
They have good beef jerky in Murray Kosher.
Oh, they do.
And there's also a kosher Dunkin' Donuts there now. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, fully kosher Dunkin' Donuts. I forgot what street.
When did that happen?
It's like a couple of years ago. It's like around the corner from Murray Avenue Kosher. It's like two blocks down, but it's not on Murray. I forgot what street it's on.
Okay.
So you could check that check out. And so Pittsburgh, that's it, huh? Nothing else?
No, not for now.
That's it. You're staying. You're,
oh, and then I'm going to Canada.
What city?
A week or so after that. Montreal. Toronto, excuse me.
Interesting. It's very cold up there, by the way.
Toronto.
I'm worried about you, Jay. It's very cold
up there. Toronto. You know, it's one word. Toronto.
Very worried about you, Jay. It's freezing up there.
Oh, Jay isn't there. I'll bundle up.
I would hope.
I'll bundle up, mommy.
And what else do I want to ask you? So that covers that. We spoke for a moment about Pesach. It's a situation in Israel now. We have an update in terms of the wineries there. And anything you want to recommend before we leave just the air?
I'm just going to recommend, and you know, I've been doing this on my big reveals on Saturday night, but you know, spend time, try to drink Israeli wines, support Israeli wineries, and most of all, prayers for our brothers and sisters.
Amen to that. How do I get onto one of those reveals on Saturday night?
Come on over. Come for Shabbos.
If I come for Shabbos, you'll actually put me on?
You'll be the big reveal. And baby, you are some big reveal, man.
Would I have to utilize the opportunity to recommend a delicious kosher wine? Would that be my role?
Absolutely. Hmm. That would be your role.
Maybe I'll do the lychee from Bartonura.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good option. It's a good suggestion.
By the way, just for your consumers, and you got a lot of them, obviously, all of them are consumers out there, there's a lot of sales right now because the stores are supporting Israel too. So the retail stores are putting out tremendous sales on wines from Israel.
You mean
right
by
now.
The case or by the bottle?
Both.
And that means bigger savings than traditionally by the case?
Yes.
And this is across the board?
Yes.
Gosh, I got to go shopping now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You think Mendy Mark is ready for me?
Kudos to the Herzogs for that, because they actually discounted, you know, to the retailers, which we sell to, these, you know, every single Israeli wine was on sale from us to them. And so, therefore, they're doing the same from them to the consumer. So,
wow, I'll tell you. People are making sacrifices to make sure to keep the Israeli market as active as possible worldwide. It's pretty cool.
You bet.
You're not traveling anywhere. You're not going to Bayonne today, are you?
I am.
You want to stop at, you want to meet up at American Dream Mall, me and you today?
When? What time?
I don't have to find out. Today's the curling championship, and they're doing it at the American Dream Mall.
Oh, maybe.
Are you into curling?
let's not go there.
Well, no, I'm talking about the sport.
I understand what you're talking about.
Are you at all? Are you at all familiar with the sport?
I am. I'm aware of it, and I know how they like turn this thing that slides on the ice. Right.
So they're doing. So the championship is this week at the American Dream Mall.
Wow!
And if I really am to go watch a curling championship, I need someone to go with.
You need someone to curl with, huh?
Well, I need someone to accompany me.
I hear you.
I don't know if they would allow us to sit there and drink kosher wine. Maybe. Who knows?
Why not?
All right, Jay. Excellent report as usual. This whole Bartonura information, I'm telling you, this is going to be something that's going to be spoken about for months as people realize that three varieties of the four are only available via can. Unbelievable. And if you find out that you're 100% right, or God forbid not correct about this, let us know as soon as possible.
I will update either way.
He's the one and only number one kosher wine sommelier on planet Earth. I don't know about the other planets. They may have their own number one kosher wine sommeliers, but Jay is modest enough to keep his distinction completely on planet Earth. He's the one, the only, Jay.
Books Bound. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
You as well, Jay, and enjoy the experience, Elizabeth Shabbaton, this coming Shabbos. Achenu b'Yisrael and Achim Echem, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you.